DP Larne Deputy Mayor Drew Niblock with us this morning. Is the UDA ceasefire over, Drew?
Good morning, Stephen. Evidently not, Stephen. Some events in Larne for all the wrong reasons last night. And let me just challenge Mr. McMullen on one of his comments. Larne has seen relative peace in the last lot of years. Yes, granted, there has been attacks on these houses in the past. And I would like to commend the police who tried to take control of the situation. I mean, they were on site within 3 minutes and were unable to take control of the situation. In fact, had to retreat as the mob turned on.
And there's the danger. The police had to retreat. There's the danger. There's the symbolism. The police, the forces of the state had to walk away.
They had to retreat, Stephen, but one car against a mob of some 70 masked men was never going to break any doubt.
Listen, I understand that, and there is absolutely no question on the officers who appeared. In fact, one of them was injured and was hospitalised. There's no question on them. But where is our ability, Drew, as a police force to move in against gangsters and criminals? It wasn't there last night.
This opens a whole new debate on the policing model that Larne has currently adopted. I mean, Matt Baggett has introduced service first, and Larne, as a result, has lost 20... I mean, the whole response team has been relocated from Larne to Ballymena. That is not... I mean, geographically, Larne is... you know yourself, there's not too many roads in and out of Larne. And how can a 70-strong gang of men come in, attack one house, attack the police, move on and attack another house, and leave Larne unchallenged? That's my question to the police. And as part of the PCSP, that'll be the question that I'll be raising with the area commander at the next PCSP meeting.
Well, and presumably they're going to say that this caught them unawares. Presumably they're going to say that they simply didn't have the manpower on the scene at that time, that they're going to try to follow up with arrests. But it does beg big questions of the police that 80 men knew, or 60 to 100 men, if you use the Assistant Chief Constable's figures, 60 to 100 men knew about it. Nobody in the police knew about it. And then when the police did know about it, they were unable to move a lot of their numbers quickly to the scene. And these people might, meanwhile, these gangsters are able to just saunter from one house to another, attacking them.
My point, exactly. And I appeal to Matt Baggett to relook at the Service First policing model, which he has adopted for Larne, which evidently is not working. Now,
have you any doubt that the UDA ceasefire is over if that happened last night?
Well, it's evident, Stephen, that this was clearly orchestrated. And to be honest, you know, there's no police force in the UK could have dealt with numbers of that magnitude without confrontation. But certainly, you know, having one police car in Larne, it's not acceptable.
Do you know what? If they think they can get away with this, and if they can do it again and again, we're screwed, aren't we? That's the bottom line.
Well,
if gangsters can put on a mask, walk into people's homes, wreck them, move on to another home, wreck them, attack police officers, no arrests at the time, no roadblocks afterwards, we are in trouble.
Well, I would like to appeal for calm, Stephen, and I wouldn't like to see any knee-jerk reaction and retaliation. And anyone within the community, I would appeal that anyone with any information to please come forward to the PSNI to help them with their inquiries. No arrests have been made as yet, as far as I'm aware. But you're quite right. These criminals need to be apprehended as soon as possible.
Oliver McMullen, the Sinn Féin MLA, is back with us this morning. Maybe you would like to explain to him your earlier comments about what he said. You took exception to what he said. There he is. You can say good morning to him.
Well, Larne has just hosted a very successful half marathon last Saturday. The Giro d'Italia is coming through the town in May. It's a thriving port. We have experienced relative peace in the last lot of years, with the exception of these two homes, which have, granted, have been attacked in the past. But, you know, it's not a lawless land by any means.
Go on, Oliver.
Well, good morning, Drew. I think what we need to do here is really take our heads out of the sand. If we're saying this is an isolated incident happening in Larne, now you know that's not right, Drew. I sat in council with you whenever I became the first Sinn Féin councillor in Larne. Now, this has gone on at a steady rate. We have had people in Larne attacked outside the community centres. We had a man attacked with a stun gun in broad daylight in the middle of Larne. We have had attacks on other people's houses. We have had nearly 30 weapons stolen out of houses that were never retrieved. This kind of gang warfare, this thuggery, this criminal element of loyalism has been holding Larne in a grip. Now, how many people have been escorted to the ferry in Larne and got onto the ferry to go to Scotland because they were told to stay out of Larne? The police themselves in the past have left them to the boat in Larne. These people, this rent-out mob from Carrick, it's not the first time they've arrived into Larne in large numbers and carried out this. And if you remember back, Stephen, in your own show, you covered the incident a few years ago where there was a mob went from house to house around midnight in Larne and attacking houses, and the police escorted that mob around the area.
Do you accept all this, Drew?
Not really. I mean, as I say, in my opinion, Larne has come on leaps and bounds over the last lot of years. And there have been isolated incidents, particularly with these two houses. This has been an ongoing feud for the last lot of months. But, you know, if you cast your mind back over the years, there hasn't been that much bother in Larne apart from these incidents.
Okay, listen, Oliver and Drew, thank you very much indeed. Here's David.
Can I just say one thing, Stephen, before I go?
Very quickly.
That the people that Drew's talking about, and I don't know where Drew's getting his information from, he must have been away out of Larne for a while. They collect the money for our boys' scheme, that's for the people serving in the British Army. One of these young boys that have been attacked three times in Larne and was attacked last night again is actually only out of the army after serving, I think, as a five-year stint. Now, that's what he gets for serving his country from the same people who supports what they're doing. Please, Drew, being hypocritical will not solve the problem in Larne.
Look, I know the fellow you're talking about personally.
Yes, and I do. I know it too, Drew. And you know
nicer,
that I know exactly
family,
what's going on in Larne. You know that I've got the
nicer
information.
A nicer family you wouldn't meet.
Exactly.